Hey, everybody, welcome to the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Funningham, and today I have a special guest, Mike DiGesso. Now, me and Mike served in the Army together, and I'll tell you, this is one of the smartest men I've ever met. He got me through a lot of tough times, both physically and, a couple mental little breakdowns I had. But today's episode, we're going to talk a lot about, mindset and how that helps with reaching your fitness goals. So, hey, Mike, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Tom stated, we served in the military before. So I spent many years serving our country, notably as an Army warrant officer. I recently retired with 25 years of service. That service comprised of several different types of assignments, all from the beginning of my career in combat arms, working through becoming an officer and in leading small teams and being a part of large organizations, advising and assisting leadership to provide, the best service I could as a soldier, which was one of the best experiences I've had. But throughout that journey, I've been able to have other experiences, education, that have brought me to where I am today. I'm originally from New York, grew up in the Bronx, went to high school there, joined the military at a very young age, took advantage of the education opportunities that the military provided. And that led me to decide to retire and pursue new ventures in the world of performance and psychology.
Nice. So talking about, mindset and everything like that, how important is it to have your mindset correct when working toward any type of goal, professional, business, but especially for, your fitness and your health? How important is that positive mindset?
Yeah. So mindset, it's a word that's thrown out there recently. You hear it a lot. It's a buzzword that I think captures a lot of different areas of intent when it comes to the usage of it. For example, they'll say you have to have a good mindset, right? Approaching, it could be academic, schoolwork, it could be your employment, it could be self-care, which it could be exercise. So the term is universal, and mindset has to be looked at in particular in regards to what your goals are or what you're trying to aspire to. So we could talk about mindset in a universal way, because I think at its core, it does have a lot of principles that apply to a lot of different areas. So mindset to me, in my professional experience, means your ability to combine a couple of different aspects of just being present, which is being self-aware and self-regulating yourself. And being self-aware is really understanding truly who you are and how you are present at the moment. If you're about to perform some type of sports activity, if you're about to perform a presentation at your job, if you know that tomorrow you have a midterm, your mindset at that moment is going to be dictated by how self-aware you are. Also, the ecological setting or the environmental variables that are surrounding you. So there's a lot that goes into mindset. Of course, the goal is to have a positive mindset, because positive mindset, there's a lot of research that has shown that will bring about positive outcomes. Right. And those who have a tough time maintaining what would be called a positive mindset have difficulty, could be adjustment, it could be regulating emotions, it could be visualizing what comes next, or it could even be interpreting the world around them. Depends on the mindset. There's so much that goes into that. And it is a topic that is currently being researched, and there's so much more to learn. But yeah, it's very important to have an understanding of mindset. And then from there, you can apply a lot of other techniques, practices to better your life.
Nice. Yeah, all those are great points. Just from my own experience, I did go through, after leaving the military, I did go through a very rough patch that, took me down a very, very dark road. So what are some signs, if people want to know, what signs would you see when it comes to like having a negative mindset?
Yeah. So it's interesting. There are a lot of signs that have been clinically researched and have been marked. Most notably, some of them are self-doubt, right? Internal dialogue, right? So a lot of times you'll hear individuals talk about negative self-talk, right? Where as humans, most often people report that they have the ability to talk to themselves in their mind, to hear their own thoughts. So that conversation internal could create self-doubt just based off the type of conversation you're having within yourself. The self-doubt could trigger what we call catastrophic thinking or a self-fulfilling prophecy that just things are just not going to work out, because historically I just have this perspective, this doubt that I'm just not going to be successful, or I'm just not going to be able to accomplish what I need to do as far as my goals, right? When it comes to mindset. Also fear of failure, performance anxiety, mindset in itself being rigid, right? Flexibility. We'll get more into that when we talked about having adaptive mindset or flexible mindset, like having a fixed mindset where you're traveling along a road and there's no turns, there's no detours, there's no U-turns. Like you're just on this road and you're basically stuck. Having a fixed mindset could also lead to negativity. Motivation, right? Motivation in itself in regards to what an individual is trying to achieve. And then also we want to talk about sensory issues, right? Sometimes the environment, I mentioned it before, the setting that you're in, the environment, the variables around your life could cause a sensory issue in regards to feeling overwhelmed or feeling that there's not enough time, changing the perception of what it is that you need to do. There's research that has been done for many years when it comes to stressors. In, I believe, 1994, there was a study, the ACE study, which was an adverse childhood experience study, that took about 17,000 individuals and basically looked at what stressors at an early part of their life, could be childhood and early life, and how those contributed to illness, other risk factors for health, and looked at how those experiences could create negative mindset, could create those markers that we talked about, self-doubt, inability to self-regulate, inability to be adaptive. So the signs that I mentioned, there has been a lot of research in regards to that.
Okay. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, what are some signs for a positive mindset?
Yeah. So you hear a lot of time about mindset could also be used where you see growth mindset, right? So people say you have to have a growth mindset. So the word growth in itself means to be able to evolve, right? So to be able to expand on who you are. So if you're looking at a plant, the plant grows, it gets nurtured and it starts to grow and it branches out. The leaves, the branches, the trunk starts to get thicker. A growth mindset in itself means that you're trying to grow, but having positive mindset in that growth leads to positive outcomes. You could be growing, but if you have a negative mindset, you're just growing in a negative manner. So having a growth mindset is a term that's associated with being positive, but it's most important that the individual learns through experiences to be able to perceive the information that the mind is receiving. Sensory, vision, auditory, how it relates to what needs to get done. So that should be developed through effort and practice, because the more exposure we have to circumstances, situations, we interpret that, rationalize it, and then we could see positive outcomes such as self-confidence, optimistic, right? Looking at everything that happens with optimism, persistence, right? Being determined, making sure that, hey, no matter what happens, I'm going to continue to go forward. And I'm going to adapt and overcome. Resilience is another term that's thrown out there. The ability to withstand adversity, right? To deal with tough times and be able to sustain. And then the most important thing I think for me is the ability to receive life, right? Life has given you a lot of things, right? You hear this term, life throws curveballs, you know, and as you experience life, the information you receive in your experiences, to be able to learn from that, take that education that you're getting on a daily basis and see, how can I achieve more? How can I get around this obstacle? How can I solve this problem? So improving yourself, I think, is a huge part of positive mindset.
Okay. Now, I said, you know, I went through a very rough patch after getting out of the military and everything like that. When it comes to trying to change your mindset from having a negative one to a positive one, some things that I did was I don't read books. I listen to audiobooks. I'm more of an audio learner, not more of a visual learner. So, what I started doing was, I started listening to, self-improvement books. A couple that I did was like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I'm listening to one right now called Hard Work Pays Off by Matt Frazier. So in your opinion, or in your expertise, what are some ways that a person can go from having a negative mindset to a positive mindset? What are some things that you would recommend for them to do?
Yeah, so I think in my experience working with different individuals and my background, you know, within the military, a lot of the leadership that we provide soldiers in a world of, you know, it's a performance oriented world where our physical fitness combined with our tactical fitness, also with our ability to execute operational endeavors, missions, such forth, requires the ability to experience, learn, and continue moving forward and getting better, right? Refine those practices. So in my experience, being able to mentor, lead soldiers, I learned a lot, but also with my education, learning a lot about human performance in regards to physical activity, right? Its benefits on the mind and the ability to do more in regards to sports on the physical side. But I also went to school, learned a lot about psychology to learn more about the mind and how it integrates. But the one thing that's universal with that I found is that you have to take the first step you need to take is a realistic, honest view of who you are. And it's tough to do because we can be our biggest fan and we can be our worst critic. So it's a dichotomy where you are who you are, but at the same time, you could be the worst for yourself in regards to like just constantly being negative about yourself, right? You see this a lot in performance-oriented occupations where an athlete could be at the top of the game, but in their mind, they could feel like they're not good enough. They still need to reach a higher point. Like there's an apex that they're trying to get to that they just haven't achieved yet. And why is that? It's because sometimes it's hard to judge yourself, right? You only know what you know, and the perception that you receive from that information in your mind is what you're going to base your judgment on. Unless you allow yourself to be open to support, right? It could be social support from a mentor, it could be a peer, someone who's telling you, hey, listen, man, you're doing a great job. And you actually take that information and incorporate it into that opinion that you're forming about yourself. So it's one of those things where you have to take an honest look at yourself and understand how you perceive who you are, how you perceive information receiving, and how that all correlates together with everything that's surrounding you. Only then do I believe then you become self-aware, right? And self-aware, taking a realistic view of yourself, recognizing what needs to happen, and then you start to self-regulate, right? And the regulation means understanding or identifying triggers that brought about negativity in your life or brought about some type of setback. Once you identify those roadblocks, then you can solve the issue in regards to, I avoid them, do I eliminate them, or how do I go about learning to handle them in a better way where I grow from it, right? I become positive where I'm like, hey, there's a wall in front of me. I can't go any further. I can go around it. I can climb it, or I could just eliminate it. The positive mindset will then start to give you an ability to look for the right answer, look for the right sensations or experiences or the right people around you or the right experiences in regards to learning, right? Improving yourself to go forward. So I think the first important step is really taking a good look at who you are. And then from there, go forward. And sometimes taking a good look at yourself requires professional help. It could be, a professional psychologist, could be a counselor, or it could just be a good mentor, or it could just be a loved one, or it could be a peer. So there's a lot of different options in regards to that.
I mean, the one thing I found was, I did exactly like what you were saying. I didn't inventory. Once I got over that hump and I was working my way back to a positive mindset, the biggest thing that I did is I did what you said. I did inventory and I cut out a lot of negative people in my life. I had people that were just a drain on me, always complaining, nothing went right in their life. So, I found that having a lot of negative people around me affected my mindset. So when I started filtering out those people and I started bringing in people that were not yes men to me, and they were more honest with me, and they gave me that feedback or that criticism that I needed to grow and continue on, once I started changing that, that's when things really opened up and things started to change for me. And the funny thing is, all I did all of this right during COVID. You know, I had the time to actually, you know, take that time and put it aside to really change the way I viewed the world and the way I viewed myself. So, you know, I loved what, you know, the input that you gave, because it does make an effect, you know, having the right people around you that will listen to you and give you feedback, and they just won't agree with what you're saying, you know, and I found that that's the only way to grow.
Yeah. And you brought up an important aspect that's often overlooked, which is time management. Our perception of time as we get older changes, where time goes by so fast, right? As when we're young, you remember your childhood memories of the days seeming so long, being in school and the day is so long, you're waiting for the bell to ring so you can go home and go out and do the things kids do, play. Summer seems so long because our awareness of time as a young person, the days seem so long. But as you get older, because we become so familiar with time and we become occupied with adult things, time goes by so fast. So that is an obstacle to mindset. And I'm glad you brought that up, Tom, because a lot of individuals who I've worked with, and now recently working with professional athletes, time goes by so fast and they're so focused on the technical aspect of the craft. Like, hey, I got to get stronger. I got to get faster. I need to be better. You know, if it's a baseball player, my swing, hockey player, my stick work, you know, for whatever it is, that sometimes it's hard for them to take that time, like you said, to say, hey, who am I right now? Where am I? And what am I doing? And how do I go about going where I need to go next? COVID did have the opportunity to have things slow down because a lot of things were shut down. And I know a lot of people took that time to try to find what was right for them because they had to navigate a whole new world at the time in regards to how life was just taking place every day. But for those who still have challenges, time, how they live. Some of them have two jobs. Some have a household to take care of. Some have some other challenges, you know, so that time management, taking that time, could be difficult for the average person.
Yeah. Again, like COVID had its ups, had its positive and negatives on the world that we live in. And like I said, I just took that time to put myself in a better place. So when things did reopen and, you know, I went back to work, I had a better understanding of how to manage my mindset. So,
yeah.
Is there any other advice that you would like to give, as we begin to wrap this up, for people when it comes to achieving a good mindset to where you can be successful in all areas of life, from family, professional, even personal goals and health and fitness? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. So what I found successful, even in my life, dealing with my own challenges and with a lot of the work I've done with students in regards to working in schools as a school psychologist and also working as a performance psychologist with athletes, is once you get someone to be able to be open to practice self-awareness, where they start recognizing what's happening on their life. And it doesn't mean you have to take a full inventory like on a notebook, but you start recognizing certain aspects of your life that you feel are challenging, or you feel like could be a setback, or it's creating some type of resistance to what you're trying to achieve. Then you can begin to formulate a way to challenge those perceptions or the negative thoughts that come across when those things happen. And I found that those individuals who do that start to find the answers that they're looking for in regards to where they want to go, what they want to achieve, you know, and they start to find the resources or the assets that can help them do that. And this applies to anything. It could be not just sports with the athletes I work with, but also with individuals who are trying to just be better at their job, being a better father, better be, you know, a family member, a loved one, or even just starting your own business, you know, challenging negative thoughts, being self-aware going forward, and then taking small steps. Right? Making your goals become a ladder where you're taking one step and you're escalating your way to success. Not looking at that long road ahead of you and saying it's too far for me to go, right? I think Navy SEALs have a good saying, right? The only easy day is yesterday, because they look at closing out the day and then you go forward. It's another hard day, but guess what? I closed that door and I'm taking that next step and I'm going forward, right? So I think being specific about your awareness of yourself, then going forward, challenging negative thoughts, self-doubt, finding the resources to be successful. I think that's the way to go.
All right. Love it, man. Hey, I just want to say thanks for taking the time today to do this with me. It means a lot. I mean, me and you haven't seen each other in close to what, 6-7 years now?
Yeah. And you know, it's good to see that you're doing so well. I mean, you are someone for the listeners. Tom was, what I would say, an operator in regards to his craft, where managing large organizations. I mean, he was a multi-directional leader, you know, and I'm glad to see that you're doing great things to help others with the knowledge that you receive. I'm glad to see that you're doing well, and I'm happy to see you again. And yeah, I'd love to be back if you want to talk about the topics. You know, I think that you and I have seen some things and learned some things that could benefit others. So yeah, I'd be glad to come back anytime.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I switched up the people that I work with, because again, it took me a while to get past that negative mindset I had. And now that I look back, you know, my new goal is to help veterans and even service members still serving, to work on their bodies and make sure that they're living life. And, you know, we both know military does a great job training us, but when it comes time, you know, they spend, you know, what, a good year training us to do our job. But when it comes time to get out, it's what, we get like 3 days of out processing and then it's have a nice life. So that's my goal in life is, I just want to bring something else. I want to be that support network for people. And I, you know, with this podcast, that's kind of my goal, is just to give them enough information, you know, give them information to where they don't hit that dark area that I did.
Yeah, totally. And I'm experiencing that now as a recent retiree, and that transition. I know that they try to do a good job of preparing you for it, but there's so much that happens mentally and physically and, you know, just life-wise, that the better we can prepare others who go through what we go through, and the better we share information, then it'll be easier for others to make that transition. Because I know for me, it's like reinventing yourself, right? Because that identity that you were before is no longer there. So
When you serve as long as we did, you know, I joined the military in 19. And I got out when I was 41. My whole life, half my life was,
same for me.
I literally had to get used to people calling me by my first name again. So, yeah. But again, Mike, thanks for getting on here. And me and you will chat about, you know, coming on again and talking about some other stuff and, you know, doing things like that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I wish you all the best. And we'll talk again. All right. It was great seeing you. All right.
Great seeing you.
All right. Take care.